Ahoy from BA. This is a Rorschach Ocean Update from the 27th of May 2025, a summary of what's going down in the 70% surface of the Earth covered in salt water. On Thursday the 22nd, several conservation organizations filed a lawsuit against President Donald Trump's administration for reopening the Pacific Islands Heritage Marine National Monument to commercial fishing. Trump released a proclamation called Unleashing American Commercial Fishing in the Pacific to promote growth in the U.S. seafood industry. Conservationists argue that commercial fishing threatens marine life and could destabilize one of the planet's last intact ocean ecosystems. The monument, first created by President George Bush and later expanded by President Barack Obama, covers over 400,000 square miles. President Joe Biden had proposed enlarging the protected area to 770,000 square miles, but the process remained unfinished by the end of his term. Trump, now in his second term, is reversing Biden-era environmental protections. Still in the Pacific Ocean, on Thursday the 22nd, the Carnival cruise ship Splendor saved four individuals and three dogs from a disabled catamaran in the Pacific Ocean. The vessel, en route from Sydney to Vanuatu and New Caledonia, responded to a distress alert issued by the Maritime Rescue Coordination Center in Noumea. After sailing 5 hours to reach the site, the crew safely brought aboard two couples identified as creators of the Sailing Barking Cat YouTube channel and their pets, a mini husky and two French bulldogs. The catamaran had lost engine power and suffered a broken mast during rough weather. The rescued group had set sail from Australia on the 14th of May, aiming for Fiji. Carnival Cruises stated that the rescued people and their pets are receiving medical attention, food, and water. Sailing to the Atlantic Ocean, forecasters expect an active Atlantic hurricane season in 2025, driven by warmer-than-usual ocean waters. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, forecasts as many as 19 named storms this season, with up to 10 expected to strengthen into hurricanes and up to 5 intensifying into major hurricanes. While not projected to be as destructive as 2024, experts still warn of serious threats. Ken Graham, NOAA's director, emphasized that ocean heat remains the main driver behind the outlook. Meteorologist Kristen Corbosiero added that a warming climate leads to more intense, rain-heavy, and fast-developing storms. Despite recent staffing cuts under the Trump administration, which we have talked about in the previous show, NOAA officials assure the public that they are fully prepared for the season. More about the Atlantic Ocean as on Thursday the 22nd, U.S. 6th Fleet staff concluded an underway command and control exercise joining the USS Mount Whitney. Operating aboard the Blue Ridge-class flagship, fleet leadership tested its ability to coordinate distributed maritime operations across ships, submarines, and aircraft. The embarkation followed Mount Whitney's involvement in Oban Game Express 2025 near Cabo Verde and diplomatic port visits in North Africa. Headquartered in Naples, Italy, U.S. 6th Fleet continues to carry out missions that promote security in Europe and Africa. Next up, some news from the Arctic Ocean. Global powers are intensifying their struggle for control over the rapidly melting Arctic region. According to a recent article from the BBC, China aggressively pursues a permanent presence through investments and infrastructure projects, while Russia asserts military dominance over half the Arctic coastline. The United States and European nations also increase their involvement, leading to heightened tensions in strategic areas like Kirkenes. Russia and China are strengthening their military cooperation, prompting NATO to boost surveillance and defense measures. Indigenous communities raise alarms about resource exploitation and green colonialism. Norway, bordering Russia, closely monitors threats such as GPS interference and potential sabotage in Arctic waters. Once seen as a zone of international cooperation, the Arctic now reveals deepening geopolitical rivalries. To read the full article, check out the link in the show notes. You can also learn more about the Arctic with the Rorschach Arctic Update. You'll find the link in the show notes as well. from one pole to the other, according to a study published in the journal Communications Earth and Environment on Thursday the 22nd, ammonia from penguin poop plays a key role in climate regulation in Antarctica. Scientists found that ammonia emitted by large penguin colonies reacts with sulfur gases from ocean phytoplankton, boosting aerosol formation in the atmosphere. These aerosols help water vapor condense, increasing cloud cover, which acts as insulation to lower surface temperatures and slow sea ice melting. Researchers measured ammonia levels near a colony of 60,000 Adélie penguins, observing ammonia concentrations up to 1,000 times higher than normal when winds blew from the colony. Even after the penguins left, the ammonia emissions from their leftover guano remained significant. This natural process highlights the vital connection between Antarctic ecosystems and climate. Now let's have a look at the Indian Ocean. On Wednesday the 21st, Deputy Minister Chang Byung-won announced South Korea's commitment to boosting peace and prosperity in the Indian Ocean Rim region by launching the Korea-Indian Ocean Cooperation Fund, valued at around $400,000. Speaking at the Indian Ocean Rim Association, or IORA, Council of Ministers meeting, Chung emphasized Korea's plans to collaborate with IORA on projects focusing on sustainable harbor development and marine resource management. During the virtual meeting, members discussed strategies for sustainable development and reinforced partnerships within the region. All participants agreed on the need to strengthen systematic cooperation and improve IORA's role in achieving tangible outcomes for regional growth and stability. In other news, on Saturday the 24th, the HMS Prince of Wales Carrier Strike Group began its journey south through the Suez Canal, accompanied by ships including HMS Dauntless, Canadian HMCS Ville de Quebec, and Spanish ESPS Mendez Nunez, and Norwegian vessels Roald Amundsen and Maud. Two U.S. Navy Arleigh Burke destroyers also joined the group, providing political cover amid the Houthi ceasefire with the United States. While HMS Prince of Wales itself was not spotted, the rest of the strike group was observed passing through key points like the Great Bitter Lake. The Truman Carrier Strike Group left the Mediterranean via the Straits of Gibraltar, returning home. Since the military campaign against the Houthis concluded, the HMS Prince of Wales commander may focus on unpredictable maritime security operations in the central Red Sea before proceeding toward Bab el Mandeb. Over to the Panama Canal on Friday the 23rd, Panama's Maritime Authority declared it will strengthen regulations on ship-to-ship transfers involving Panama-flagged vessels to address the increasing use of dark fleet tankers, bypassing sanctions and environmental regulations. The U.S. has urged countries with major ship registries such as Panama, which registers more than 8,500 vessels, to assist in enforcing sanctions. Recently, Panama removed several ships from its registry after uncovering violations. To combat this, a new resolution requires all Panama-flagged ships over 150 gross tons to notify the Maritime Authority at least 2 days before conducting ship-to-ship transfers. On another note, Turkey's military has started testing Seafox marine drones in the Black Sea to tackle the growing threat of underwater mines caused by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. These remotely operated drones detect and neutralize mines, protecting both NATO allies and other regional countries. Controlled via a 1,500-meter optical cable from ships like Romania's minesweeper Ion Giculescu, the drones locate mines and then deploy explosive neutralizers that self-destruct on contact. Since the war began, over 150 underwater mines have been found, posing significant risks to naval operations and human life. In 2022, Romania purchased the Ion Giculescu minesweeper, outfitted with Sea Fox drones to strengthen security in the Black Sea. Closing with the Mediterranean Sea, Greece completed a 1 billion euro undersea power cable connecting the mainland to Crete, marking a crucial step in expanding the Eastern Mediterranean energy grid. The 330-kilometer or 205-mile link, funded mainly by the European Union, became operational this summer and aims to reduce reliance on fossil fuels by enabling Crete to increase renewable energy use. Greece plans to extend this Great Sea interconnector to Cyprus and Israel by the decade's end. The project, however, faces challenges from financial disputes and maritime tensions with Turkey. Additionally, Greece and Egypt aim to create a separate undersea connection, bypassing Crete to link directly with the mainland near Athens. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. We hope you're enjoying the update. If you have questions, ideas, or feedback, send us an email at info@rorschach.com. See you next week.